All aboard Streamline Express. All aboard.
But I must get on that train. I'll give you the full price of the ticket just to get on for 5 minutes.
Are you absolutely certain? Yes or no? Did you see that train?
You're darn certain I've seen that train.
There's your pride and joy just coming off the turntable.
Yes, sir, the old express.
I'm Ethan Smith, and this is the Steam Engine Express. We begin today with Asia Network's Food in Beijing series, where we find out what sorts of foods you may purchase for breakfast in Beijing, China. The post highlights several tasty-looking options that feature photos, descriptions, what sort of taste to expect, and the approximate price. These various options include congee, a Chinese paratha wrap, tofu pudding, and goji cake. Learning about all of these options was definitely interesting for me, as most of these choices are a far cry from a bowl of cereal or oatmeal. It's always great to see how foods vary across the globe, so I hope you'll check out this entire series of posts to get an idea of what could be on your plate if you're in Beijing. A newcomer to Steemit and the Steam Engine, passenger coach JJ wants us all to get on the path to a healthy lifestyle. In her latest blog, What is CrossFit?, she seeks to explain the concept of CrossFit from her perspective. This blog does an excellent job of dispelling some of the stigmas and misconceptions surrounding CrossFit, so if you're interested in learning more about how to get involved with the local CrossFit community as a way of seeking a healthy and active lifestyle, check out this post for all the information you need. Steam continues to evolve as a multi-purpose token across the world, but how viable is it as a payment method outside of the Steemit ecosystem? This week, Steam Engine passenger Zord189 takes a break from his blogs about animation to update us on the Pay with Steam effort, a website that has in the past allowed users to purchase items using their Steam wallets. Due to several issues, which Zord189 describes, the website is currently offline, but this blog post provides a great look at how Pay with Steam is planning to relaunch their service with more features. If you're interested in making Steam a widely accepted digital currency, check out this effort and send them some support. It wouldn't be the Express without a travel post, and this week, passenger Lizelle takes a break from her life as a bed and breakfast owner and goes on a road trip to Johannesburg, South Africa. If you've ever wanted to explore the South African countryside, head over to this post and travel along with Lizelle as she provides photos from along the way. You'll see plenty of open fields, rolling hills, cattle, and a few quaint buildings along the way. It's always interesting to travel along with other Steemians on their journeys, and Lizelle's blog is no different. I hope you'll enjoy the photos as much as I did. Finally today, we venture into the film world, where the artist known as Darosnes presents a vlog about film editing, specifically a concept known as Soviet montage theory. As an avid video editor herself, Darosnes presents a fascinating look at how the editing of a film can often tell a story without the viewers realizing it. The video elaborates on the history of montage and even includes a clip of the acclaimed director Alfred Hitchcock explaining the phenomenon. Don't have time to watch the video? Don't worry. Just like I do for this podcast, Darosnes includes a full transcript of the vlog, so head over to her profile today to learn more about film editing. Oh, and pay attention to the editing she's done for her vlogs. They're pretty impressive. That's all for today's curation segment, so hang on as we pull into today's featured station. I've been involved in a few charity efforts here on Steemit, but You Are Hope dedicates all of its time and resources toward charity work. Founded in 2017 by Steemit witness Sir Cork, You Are Hope uses Steam and SBD to fund relief efforts through Steemians who are on the ground in areas that need assistance across the world. So far, You Are Hope has helped fund many projects like feeding the homeless and orphans in Venezuela, sending supplies to orphanages in Ghana, and helping eradicate a mosquito breeding ground in Nigeria. If you would like more information about how you can support their efforts, visit youarehope.org or their profile at steemit.com/@youarehope. The Steam Engine Express features five of the best posts curated by the Steam Engine each week across the Steemit platform. The Express is produced by Ethan D. Smith exclusively for the Steam Engine Initiative on steamit.com and is featured throughout the week on the steamstar.net radio network. That's all for this week's episode. To read posts mentioned in today's Express or to listen to past episodes, visit steamit.com/@EthanD. Smith. I hope you'll catch the next Express.